please. Almighty God, you are the sovereign of the world, and by your providence, you have blessed us. We are called to serve and are here by your appointment. We desire to be committed to you in spirit and in truth. We expect to be surprised by your intervention and by your blessings. Keep us from being carried by negativism, but rather by your supernatural power, with wisdom and insight, discernment for the challenges of life. We claim your presence with us to show us great and mighty works. Give us the vision. Enable us to be open to possibilities, to trust in your reliability and your resourcefulness. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I have chosen 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 22. As this passage relates in certain ways, it relates to me as to how we view our spiritual gifts. From the New Living Translation, yes, the body has many parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an ear and not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? Suppose the whole body were an eye, then how would you hear? Or if your whole body were just one big ear, how could you smell anything? God made our bodies with many parts, and He put each part where He wants it to be. What a strange thing a body would be if it only had one part, and only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The hand can never say to the foot, I don't need you. In fact, some of the parts that seem weakest and least important are really the most necessary. In these passages of Scripture, the Apostle lays out two aspects of diversity. One for those troubled by a lack of inferiority, and one for those convinced of their superiority. The church's application continues to be far from simple as we continue to struggle and surround ourselves with people just like us. Environments are very much important in our Christian lives today. I think you would agree that there's no greater urgency than to bring Christ into every part of the world. Matthew 5:14 and 16 reads, you are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain, glowing in the night for all to see. In the same way, let your good deeds shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. God invites us on His mission of reaching the world with the grace of Jesus. Only God, through the Holy Spirit, can change a life. We must bloom where we're planted. We get to plant. We get to prepare the soil. Preparing the soil in our lives, we scatter the seeds and we water that seed in our environment. A plant does not choose its place where the seeds are actually being sown in a field, as a farmer might do of old. This can be seen random and haphazard. It's an approach that is not true when we spread the seeds of Christianity. Circumstances in our lives, in our times, and in our places can come together. Whatever you're doing, for opportunities to share the good news. When we recall environments, we think in terms of lakes, forests, seas, mountains, and skies. Webster's dictionary describes environments as the circumstances, objects, or conditions by which one is surrounded. The one word definition, therefore, would be surroundings. Environments take on a broader context when we apply it to people, as each environment for all of us is different, made up of different people who are dependent on the event and the mix of people that we encounter. As Christians, we broaden our understanding of our environment, knowing people are of greatest importance, whether they be at home, on the job, at church, where we shop, where we recreate, where we socialize. As Christians, we understand that Christ is present and active in all our surroundings. We are called to witness, to be a light, to play the music. Our strategy is long range, and it's imperative that we know when to plant seeds. Relationships must first be established, and they are established through trust that has been gained. We also are required to trust God in these, our surroundings. Our surroundings with people and through interaction with them, in our activities, allow God to bring in a harvest of souls. Scripture presupposes that we lack on our own the strength, power, and boldness to reach out to others and to do it effectively. Preparation is the key in knowing ourselves and whose we are. You and I are in good company, in that our calling is not to muster up some sort of inner courage so that we can reach out with God's love. God did not create us to live in isolation. In John 15:26, Jesus explains that the Father will send a counselor, the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I myself have told you. Prayer and study of Scripture will enable us for the challenge. Love is the motivation. As John 4:19 states, we can love others because He first loved us. Living as an example, becoming Christ-like, is critical to influencing people. If we become too busy with church activities, too busy, you say? Hanging out with Christian friends, It might be time to include in our schedule and in our activities community charity involvement. Christian community is communal as well as personal. And all groups of Christians, whether they be families, small groups, congregations, Christian organizations, they all must function as channels of God's grace. Our volunteering with service providers will provide opportunities to have Christian influence. Volunteering with organizations such as the American Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, Room at the Inn, which we have held here, serving the homeless, providing shelter, meals, Love Inc., which we also have been involved with in the past, a great organization that serves the homeless, and providing shelter, meals, and social interactivity, spiritual needs, as well as physical needs. By sharing these authentic personal experiences with others, we show that we do not walk alone. Lives can be transformed through these relationships, and joy becomes the reality of our lives. We also need to take time to celebrate whenever someone takes a step forward in faith. Salt makes people thirsty. There's a good reason why Mexican restaurants serve free chips and salsa. Not always free, but... And the bars give out, as they have provided on occasion at some bars, peanuts, popcorn, and drinks are available. And those are possibilities. Jesus is the living water for our souls. And Jesus is the authentic offering in our relationships with people in our surroundings. We, by example, can cause others to say, I want that kind of joy. I want that kind of love. I want that patience that you, I observe in you, that gentleness. We must seek God through essential forms of preparation. Prayer, study, and Christian fellowship. Prayer is a cornerstone of all of our effective outreach. It is through our time in prayer that we submit to Christ and are strengthened by Him. Without prayer, our activities are null and void, empty of power. The pastoral care team here meets regularly to pray for families and individuals by name, to those in our surroundings as well as in our congregation. To get started, we read a selected passage of Scripture and we allow the Holy Spirit to launch us into certain directions. We pray that God would meet the needs and the lives of those that we touch in our activities. We know that God is moving in every home and every life, and we pray that they will notice His presence. The pastoral care team also provides transportation, meals, and communion service to those who are restricted by life's consequences of health, and etc. Without prayer, all these activities are empty of power, as we must submit ourselves to Christ. Jesus declares in John 15:5 that those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Study will provide us and prepare us to know God without misconceptions, to know ourselves as God's creation, and therefore to know our purpose and how to handle life's challenges. God's Word found in Scripture shapes our understanding of truth with examples of how to encounter the reality of our surroundings. Study enables us to analyze, to meet goals, and to bring others to Christ. Take time to learn about Jesus and how He interacted with people. The Gospel of John in particular makes us aware of Jesus' love, patience, words, and actions. Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, the man at the pool, the woman caught in adultery, the man born blind, and Pilate are all found there. This knowledge that we acquire requires personal reflection, asking ourselves, when non-Christians get to know us, are they confident that we really believe what we say? And what we believe about our faith. Do I articulate faith and can I talk about my Christian journey? As a member, facilitator, and leader of a small group, Bible study, this group has been one of the greatest influences in my life. It enables me to be prepared to share with others the reason for the hope that I have. My Christian friends in this group hold each other accountable, as all Christians are called to do. We influence each other for good. We offer each other encouragement and loving reprimand. We share experiences of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives and of those who have influenced us. We also supply needs when we're able. Meadow Lake makes our facilities available to the community as an outreach that is beneficial and has influence. I look at it this way. We all have spiritual gifts. Some have the gift of giving, even though we are all called to do so. Some have the gift of compassion, caring deeply and authentically by coming alongside others, showing mercy. But we all are called to show mercy. Our church recently completed a workshop and an action plan by Kevin Harney entitled Organic Outreach for Ordinary People. It's subtitled Sharing the Good News Naturally. This initiate requires plans and priorities. The workshop provided a very practical plan, solidly grounded in Scripture. It involved preparing our hearts and minds for the task to be involved and asking for God's will to be accomplished. It offers everyday approaches to loving and reaching people for Christ. Whether you and your environments with people have been talking about your favorite movie, or the restaurant that you love, your favorite sports team, etc., you've been practicing and you've been sharing. Donna and I recently downsized our domicile by leasing a 2-bedroom apartment, luxury apartment, I might say, for me. And we no longer required a 4-bedroom house. This complex has 450 units. And it's occupied with people, young, old, people rich with different nationalities and cultures. More than ever in our lives, we have met people, as you have in your lives, who have needs, who make demands, and sometimes are even hostile and antagonistic. We try to speak to everyone we meet here and try to make connections. When the opportunity comes to share our Christian faith, we do so. One experience that Donna and I had while making small talk with a young couple at a local ice cream shop, the conversation led to spiritual matters. The couple related that they were looking for a Bible study group, so we invited them to join our group here at Meadow Lake. He was very much interested in establishing a ministry of his own and has left us since, but we enjoyed having him with us for a time. Opportunities abound, and effectively reaching people is not a specific presentation. It's a heart deeply in love with God and with people. You and I must be practitioners, meeting people where they are. We accomplish this through prayer, study, and Christian fellowship. We are called to accept leadership, to lead by example, because we have been prepared through our piety and study. Jesus, of course, served as this example, a pattern for us to imitate, a model of light, to be a representative of what He is that will draw others to Him. It's through our patience, prayer, and perseverance that will lead us to those who are hurting, who have needs in our surroundings. Leadership must be accepted in all aspects of our lives, especially in the church, to grow our relationship with Christ and to be seen as giving ourselves to others. We're not called to seek uniformity in doctrine or rituals, but to show that a life in Christ and a life in grace brings hope, joy, and is attainable. It's common. It's most important to find common ground. Make a friend. Be a friend. Bring a friend to Christ. This must be our mantra. As we try to understand people, their stories, their hopes, their dreams, their goals, our surroundings are comprised of groups and individuals who can best be reached by people just like you. Someone with your temperament, your education, your personality, your experience, and your spiritual heritage. A Christian sees Christ everywhere. We all know individuals and groups that are challenging. As Christians, we are called to be open, to see Christ's love and make it known in the harvest fields. We must invite people to join in our regular daily activities, whether it would be shopping, going out to lunch, attending a sporting event, or even picking out a lawnmower. People must be made aware of your relationship with Jesus in a normal part, and it is a normal part of who you are in every area of our lives. From Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. It is through prayer, study, and Christian fellowship that we are enabled. We are driven by love of people to notice and connect with those in our surroundings. All will overcome the world who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. May your lives be filled with so much grace through faith that it cascades from you to everyone you meet each day in your surroundings, all for the glory of God in Jesus Christ.